Michael Wilson is an associate professor of English at UW-Milwaukee and author of a book on Native resistance literature. Wilson, a member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, says resistance writing challenges the idea that Native people are disappearing.
And instead argues that Native people are surviving, thriving at times. It offers a different, alternative narrative to where Indian people are going rather than the predominant narrative of the vanishing race.
Wilson says resistance literature is one of the themes that set Native writers apart from many mainstream authors. UW-Milwaukee Native American literature professor Kim Blazer says many Native writers also talk about preserving the planet, and their writing is grounded with a sense of place. Blazer is a member of the White Earth Band of Chippewa and co-organizer of the Returning the Gift Native Writers Conference, taking place in Milwaukee. Blazer says compared to the group's first event 20 years ago, much more is being written and published.
Before, if I was to teach a Native literature class, it wasn't that difficult to select my texts. But now, I did an essay on poetry a couple years ago, and there were over 100 Native poets just in the United States publishing, and now I know that number's swelled since then as well.
Blazer also says the internet helps more writers get out their message. She says a handful of Native writers appear to be doing well financially, but she says most also need to have a day job. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.